Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for taking care of the time here and being with us. Thank you for being a part of us, and we're excited about who we're going to have in the second half hour. That's going to be Chris Slattery, I believe, or Slattery. I will get his name right when I ask him on Skype how to pronounce it correctly, but right now it's Slattery, so hopefully I'm saying it correctly. But anyway, my friends, welcome to the show. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Email David at RevMediaNetwork.com. Again, that's David at RevMediaNetwork.com. And we're excited about just being here today. I tell you what, and now that I'm looking around, I don't even see my Bible around me, so I'm going to have to use the old gateway on the Bible Gateway. If you haven't been on that, it's amazing. I told you before, I'm not trying to plug commercials for them, but I'm just saying it's a good resource that I use, and you will be amazed at what God does on that site for you. You can find several things, but I just want to tell you that you have to encourage yourself. I mean, and that's the scripture I was looking for to read to you, but you know, we don't have it right now, so my fault. But anyway, you need to encourage yourself, even if you're down, even if you're disappointed. You need to make yourself, it's your responsibility to step up and encourage yourself, to make yourself feel more alive than you feel today. I mean, you have to do it. You have to weather the storm, whatever the storm is in your life, and just get encouraged about the Lord. And you have to just trust that God will do great things with you and in your life. He is God over everything. Everything in your life, He's God over it, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that God can't do. Praise God and praise God. But we have different things we're doing this next couple of months, different approaches that we're coming through, and we're excited. Rev Media TV again on tonight. If you haven't seen the broadcast, it's probably one of the best broadcasts that we've put together on these last two shows. We have been on the season so far up to six shows. This will be show number six, and we've been trying to put this together. Well, when I say we, I have been trying to put this together for quite some time. I mean, if I give you the horrendous stories of my entire life trying to put video on the air, it's amazing. First, I was trying to do this for years back. Oh, my. Even to the birth of this station and the seed that God placed me in a broadcasting school to do radio, and I'm on automatically doing TV. I'm going to share a little bit about that tonight on the broadcast. We're talking with John Slitt, one of my favorites, and he is the lead singer for Petra. In fact, I may even play. He was a lead singer for Petra, and of course, in the 80s, that was a big, big rock band, if you don't know who they are. But anyway, he's won plenty of awards and stuff, and we have him on the air for about 7-8 minutes on an interview through Skype. And no, not through Skype. That one was live. We actually did a live interview at the NRB. And then we have his video that his new album that he's trying to put together. He has a new project out there. And then beyond that, you have me, and I'm teaching. What am I teaching on? I think I'm teaching on this program on the radio. Yeah, about how the whole radio station came about and the television and where it's at not. Now, today's theme, if we had a theme, would be called Hope Deferred. And I'm supposed to have covered those scriptures on the air, but I don't know if I did. I have to go back and check. You know, you got 9 minutes to teach and 9 minutes to minister. And I have so much material that I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and teach that material on two shows. We usually do two shows in a day, and we record those, and we put them, they're recorded live to the internet, but then they're still recorded. So I guess it's live / record or live to tape. Either way, there's a way you can view it if you go to the tutorial channel and you go have the password to get in. But I was trying to contemplate if I should go ahead and use my sermon I'm a quick preacher. Trust me, I'm 15, 20 minutes sometimes. Usually about 20-minute preaching is what I give out there when I go minister. And if I go to church, I'm about 25 or 30 minutes, and then we have 30 minutes for the prayer. But other than that, I don't know how to teach a sermon in 9 minutes. I guess I could. And so the best thing I can do is just kind of use the old, you know, let this thing go over two shows. Like if I was teaching on Hope Deferred, which I was supposed to teach on John Slitt's program, I would go for two shows with this information to do the show and just really lay it out really good. And, well, that's what we're going to be doing. So anyway, midwatchwiththerev.com. If you go there, you will see a link to our broadcaster, and you can watch the show there. Or you can watch the show at revmediatv.com, and you find there's three places you can watch. RevMediaNetwork.com on the TV channel, so the first TV player. And if you're ready on RevMediaNetwork.com, that's probably the easier way to find it. And tonight at 7:30 is when our broadcast Midwatch. And then the other one is RevMediaTV.com, and you go to channels to RevMedia Network, or RevMedia TV, and then that's our main channel, RevMedia TV. Click on that, and I hope I'm not confusing you. You got to go to channels, and you put most viewed, and RevMedia TV will pop up. And you'll be able to see the shows. And then also on midwatchwiththerev.com, davidyanisministries.com, revministries.com. So those are the other places that you can go, and you'll find the player if you just search around. It's usually on the broadcast page of those websites. So we're excited about that. We're excited to see God bring the people that he's bringing to the station. We just got confirmation with a PR company. They're going to be providing our Tuesday guests for us every Tuesday, so I just have to book one day a week, and that's going to relieve me of some of the things that I have to do, and I enjoy that they picked that day to do, and we'll be able to book our Thursdays well easily on the radio and then on the TV as well. So it's God is opening up a time and a season in my life to do recordings and to put these things together, and it's a faith thing. It's a faith thing because I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God that finances will be there. I'm trusting God that people are listening and hearing. And I tell you what, we told you the testimony the other day about 172 hours of radio listening on the Sermon Channel and 186 or 96 on the Talk Show Channel. In fact, I just looked at the stats and 7-8 hours of listening, a total 8 hours of listening for yesterday's show. So even if it's one person and they're getting all the 8 hours or however that all adds up, we're getting true stats for you, my friends. That means people are hungry. I mean, you're listening. Praise God. That means you're getting something out of these broadcasts. These special guests that we have, they're coming in and they're imparting your life. Now, we're going to be having different things, different types of shows. We usually do authors and entertainers and preachers and ministries. And we're adding a little bit of political stuff and a little bit of just different things. Different things. In fact, today we're talking again about abortion. We talked about it with Kim Cotella on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about it today. And I believe that it's important that we put that information out there, and we want to make sure that people know about this stuff. And people perish because of lack of knowledge, and we don't want people to perish for that. And we're going to see what God does with that. But we're also making a commitment to you that we're going to continue programming live shows Tuesdays and Thursdays. And those shows is the regular schedule that we're on, that we constantly record, constantly knows that. And you know what? God is able to even get the industry for you. Amen. I haven't had to call a publicist. I haven't had to email them recently, and I had to email them before, but I hadn't really had to. I've been going to these shows and doing these shows of my own expense and interviewing people left and right. And now there's a name that the show's getting, and it's a good name. Praise God. They just call us Midwatch, or they just call us the Rev, and we get emails. We got people from different publishers emailing us now. We got publicists for different organizations emailing us, and people want to get on the air and get their message out there. And people want to get the message out there, and it's just going to keep growing, my friends. I'm going to have to hire staff just to record, just to schedule our interviews and to get the material for the interviews and take care of that for me. And I believe God has that person already in our life. So we're gonna see that happen too. So God is doing some awesome things. And you just gotta be be excited about it. Let God do it. You just trust God. And if I can tell you about hope deferred, we can read that scripture. It says hope deferred in Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And I've read this scripture to you before. It's no stranger to you, praise God. But it is something that we all go through. We all want things in our life. We all want things to happen in our lives. We all have dreams and desires in our life. And sometimes when those things don't happen, we get so disappointed. You know, the greatest failure is a dream not brought to life. It is the greatest failure because God's put dreams in you. God, don't you think God wants to have you do the great things you want to do for him, or the great things you want to provide for your family, or the great things you want to do now? Okay, we all grew up wanting to be a basketball star or a football star or a movie star. Those kind of dreams, you know, those are still able to get done. But it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work on your part. It's going to have to be in the right place at the right time. And you're going to have to really push it. And if it's God's will for you to be that, you will. Praise God. It will happen. But when you have a dream, when you have a desire, when you have something that you want so bad, and if you were like me, you had plans before you even had a ministry. And you just put them together, and you just truly, truly tried your hardest. If you're like that, my friends, then I tell you what, you're gonna have to understand that when those things don't come to pass, it's disappointing. When those things don't come to pass, it's heartbreaking. When those things don't come to pass, it tears you up. A lot of times, when those things don't come to pass, you feel like, hey, everybody's passing me up. A lot of times, when those things don't come to pass, you feel like, hey, what about me? And a lot of times when those things don't come to pass, you feel like, I don't know if I'm following right. But do you know that God rewards faithfulness? The Bible says it's better to have obedience than sacrifice. And what does it say? Better the obedience or I got to look that up. And rebellion is that's witchcraft and obedience. Is better than rebellion is a witchcraft and obedience is better than a thing of rams or something like that. Either way, I'm hammering the scriptures today, hammering them. But praise God, we're getting the message out. And you got to understand, you take care of your family, no matter how hard it is, how difficult it is. You do your best. You keep yourself right with God. You focus on the things that God has put in front of you. You start working on the things that you want to do. I tell you what, I have been working on video all my life. Praise God. I was talking with my sister-in-law last night, and we're joking around. That I told her, you know, this year is my goal to put a movie together, but I just don't know what time. I don't know. I think, honestly, it'll be September, October that we try and shoot it. But I go, I just don't know. But the little things I do now in video, praise God, putting these shows together, getting the television mastered, and getting our show down to where it's a show that can be broadcasted on television networks, but it's straight internet right now. I get this mastered. I make this happen. I'm working on the dreams that I want to do. And I've been wanting to do television for more than 20 years. I've been wanting to do movies for more than 30 years, my friends. I can tell you, actually, I think even beyond that. I was about 15, 12, 13, maybe around there. I'm 40 now. 41 now, so that's about 30 years. So 30 years I've been waiting to do television and radio. I mean television and I can say television and film. Really film. 30 years, about 25 years TV, and not any years for radio. God just had me do that. Praise God. But I know that he's called me to do this. I know that the desires that I had, and I tell you, I have been disappointed. I have put events together that no one showed up. And you sit in your disappointment for a day or two, praise God, but you get back up and you encourage yourself in the Lord. You get back up and you encourage yourself. There's been plenty of events I put together that only one or two people showed up. I remember in New York, I was doing a relationship series service and it didn't work out. Four people showed up the first night. Nobody showed up the second night. In fact, I just sat in the room that I rented for $500 a day and just stood quiet and prayed. I almost didn't show up to my own event. Praise God. I almost didn't show up. And I'm hearing a lot of silence now. So it's true. It's the time. It's a season. It's an avenue that God can only put you on. You can't put you on that avenue. Praise God. You don't have the map. You don't have the directions to it. You don't have the GPS for this one, my friends. Your phone is not going to find it. Your GPS system will not find it. Your spiritual faithfulness will find it. Your honor and your humility will find it. Your servant attitude will find it. But you will never find it if you try and find it. But you follow God, you trust God, you take care of your family the best you can, and you do what you got to do to make a living in faith. Honestly now, let's say honestly, don't do everything you can do, but just do what you can honestly. Praise God. But and then you work on the things. And I've taken hours of just video. I've taken hours of editing. I've taken film classes. I've taken television courses. And all of them, I'm thinking every time I take one, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. You're going to launch me. Praise God. You're going to launch me. You're going to make this happen. It's going to be awesome. And nothing. But I still get up in the morning. I still work on the things that he's put in front of me. I still make it a challenge. I make it a challenge to learn something. I try and go out there and I challenge myself to get something done. And today I can say that I am walking in part of what I want to be doing and what I've been wanting to do for years. The healing services are happening. The broadcasting is happening. And I know that movies and TVs will happen in his time. Now, you got to trust God to be in the season that he wants you to be. And he will put you on that road. He will put you on that avenue that takes you where you're supposed to be. And I tell everybody this. When you get there, don't worry of who got there before you or who's getting there right now. Don't worry about that. Because when you get there, it's the time that God has designed. It's a perfect place of provision and a perfect place of an intersection of perfect plan and perfect provision. Someone told me that the other day in faith, and I should receive it. And I believe that you're going to have that faith. You're going to have that. The thing is, you can't get so discouraged that you just walk away. You can't give up. Sadness comes when you have disappointments. Come on, you never get sad because you're happy. Because if good things happen to you, you're only sad when bad things happen to you or when the result doesn't come out the way you want it. So just trust God. Be in faith. Know that he's doing everything for you. Get in around faith people. People that pray. People that know the word of God. People that want to encourage you and not tear you down. True love is this, my friends. When good things are happening to you, they celebrate. You know, they don't just tolerate you. They celebrate you. They're excited with you about what's happening with you. The other day I told my wife, sometimes I don't want to be around happy people when I'm down. How many of you are like that? You just don't want to be around happy people. But you know what? If you're with the right people, they're going to be happy in faith and they're going to encourage you. And you're not going to take their happiness as anything else, but they're wanting to see you get there. Amen. We're going to be right back. Here's Terry Squires. One Impact. I love Terry. She's awesome. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Do you ever feel that your life isn't what God has called you to do? Do you ever wonder why He hasn't placed you in a higher position or calling? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, your host for today, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute program that will impact your life and the lives of others. When I was a young mom, I often questioned if I was doing all that I could do to reach out to others for Jesus. My everyday life of taking care of the home, my kids, my husband, the busy schedule, zapped all my energy. It just seemed ordinary. And I often wondered what it would be to be like in full-time ministry. But then I was reminded that He knows every day of my life before one of them ever came to be. In Psalm 139:16, it states, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." My life and your life is far from ordinary. No matter where you are in life, a stay-at-home mom, a retired grandparent, a student, or working, building a business or a career, God knows all the days before one of them came to be, and He has a plan and a purpose for your life. It's the little things in life that changes the lives of others. Who around you needs a touch from Jesus? Who do you know in your life that is struggling? Who is lonely? Who needs a friend? Impact their life this week. It's not as hard as you may think. Invite them for a walk. Invite them for a pizza or coffee. Offer a listening ear. Give a compliment. Offer a helping hand. Give a smile. Do you know you have a full-time ministry right where God has placed you in your life? And everything you do and everyone in your circle is important to Him. Remember, it's the little things in life that changes the lives of others. I often think of the story about the little boy who gave his 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread to Jesus. It wasn't a lot of food, but he generously gave and wanted to help. Wouldn't you have loved to see his little face when Jesus took his offering and fed 5,000 people? The world tells us we aren't successful if our numbers aren't adding up. We all look at numbers. How many Facebook friends do you have? How many people attend your church? How many Twitter followers do you have? How much money do you have in the bank? Listen, God doesn't really care about our Facebook or Twitter accounts. He cares about you and has called you to impact His world through your life, one life at a time. He cares about your children and how you're going to lead them to Him. He cares about your coworkers and how you might share His message. He cares about your neighbors and how you will reach out to them by your actions. When you give generously and share Jesus, like the little boy with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, your numbers will increase. God is going to use you in mighty ways. Listen to me. You do have a full-time ministry, and by your life, you are reaching thousands and millions for His glory. Won't you join me today and impact His world through your life? And if you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at terrysquires.com. And until next time, remember your one impact reaches the world.
There's never been a tougher time in American history to raise a godly teenager. Our teens are pummeled with unprecedented temptations every day, causing unparalleled behavioral problems. Our American Judeo-Christian heritage has faded from today's culture to the point that we can no longer rely on government, our neighborhoods, or our public schools to reinforce the biblical worldview that we're trying to instill in our kids. An authoritative community model still exists, however, at a place called Shepherd's Hill Farm, located in Martin, Georgia. Shepherd's Hill Farm is a Christ-centered, year-long residential program and school for troubled teens struggling to navigate our sin-saturated society. God is using the staff at Shepherd's Hill Farm to cultivate the soil of teenagers' hearts so that the seed of His Spirit can transform them into change agents for Jesus Christ and for the sake of our American culture.
Trace Embry is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. Shepherd's Hill is a Christ-centered and biblically-based residential program where struggling teens can experience life with healthy boundaries that are defined, enforced, and enjoyed. Find out if we can help you at shfteens.org.
I'm off now.
In Roman days, Caesar was the state, and Christians refused to worship Caesar on pain of death. Caesar had said, "There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name Caesar." Every religion except the Bible ends up worshiping the state as God. They say, "We have no king but Caesar." Newsweek's Evan Thomas even said President Obama is sort of a god. If the absolute authority is God, then God is also the source of all freedom. But when the final authority is the state replaces God as the source of freedom. But the U.S. Constitution was written to limit the state. If you're one who refuses to bow the knee to statism, support the Constitution at the McAllen Tea Party on July 4th at Rio Grande Speedway on South 10th at 5 p.m. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created. ChurchOfTheKingMcAllen.com on Ware Road, 585-4402.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
Some say Secretary was the greatest horse that ever lived, but it didn't stop the critics with a lot of negative talk, which didn't cause his owner Penny Tweedy or Big Red to quit. First, they said this 1,100-pound chestnut stallion was too slow getting out of the gate, and he couldn't win in a 3-mile race because he didn't have any endurance. Then, while running the Belmont Stakes, they said the pace was too fast, that it was impossible to keep up that stride, that his heart would burst. And yet, in record-setting time, he won the Belmont race by 31 lengths to be the last Triple Crown winner in 25 years. Hey, Secretary didn't quit, so don't you quit when you face your critics and skeptics, okay? At least, not today. Now go to asecondlookatsports.org.
Hi, I'm Peter Stanway from The Way Christian Ministries. I am amazed and blessed by how good God is. I'm grateful to God for all that I have, my health, my family, and my very life. I'm alive because of the goodness of God. Everything that is good has God in it. The word G-O-O-D has G-O-D in it. The word G-O-D is not in S-I-C-K, nor is it in E-V-I-L. Amen? It is God who puts a spring in our step and a song in our heart. It is God who causes us to rejoice in the sunshine and the rain. It is God who enables us to help each other. It is God who works all things together for good, because God is good all the time. Thank you, Jesus. You have given us a good life forever. Amen. Hi, I'm Peter Stanway from The Way Christian Ministries. God invites us to be seated in Christ with Him. He has given us authority over the devil, and He promises to make Him a footstool for our feet. A footstool is something we can use to stand on to increase our reach. If we need to reach a higher place, then standing on a footstool can help us to achieve that. What God is saying is that He will get the devil off our back and put him under our feet. Instead of allowing him to get us down, we will stand on him to get to a higher place in Christ. Seated at the right hand of God, with the devil under our feet, we have a completely different perspective on our circumstances. We can see from God's perspective, from the perspective of victor and not victim. Lord Jesus, thank you for lifting us up out of our circumstances. Amen.
You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily 24/7 on your online connection.
Welcome to the show. This is your host again, and we are waiting for Mr. Chris Slattery and we couldn't get him for some reason on the number that we have, so we're waiting for the publicist to get back with us. Other than that, my friends, I didn't want to keep playing commercials, and we had like 4 minutes of commercials there beyond our scope of things, and I apologize for that. Normally, we're just a five-minute break, so if we lost anyone and they tuned off, we apologize for it, and we'll see what goes on, and hopefully we'll have him in here. Hopefully we have them in here. And if not, we will definitely have them another day. And that's not a question and not a problem. So we are completely understandable. Sometimes things happen and you just forget your appointments, or you just can't get a reach to, or the communication isn't clear, or however that works. Our guests are always given the benefit of the doubt. So praise God. Either way, what I was talking to you about before is hope deferred. And one thing that I can continue with that is that I know the fact that if you wait, it is like a tree of life. When you start seeing those things coming in, and you start seeing the people that are going to work with you and do things with you in ministry, and you start seeing your vision come together, it's amazing. In the last 5 years, what God has done with our ministry and how God's done it with our ministry is just amazing, in that we have seen many, 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 many things happen in our life and in our ministry. And now that it's actually happening, oh my goodness, different things that we've had to do in ministry-wise and put it all together and make these things happen. And now that it's there, it's just amazing to see what God is doing. It's amazing to see how God is doing it and what God is doing in our life. And hope deferred. Think about that title. Think about that. We're so used to, in the society that we live in now, in the social media, and everything's instant. You make a mistake out there, it's instantly on YouTube. Someone discipline their kid and they get mad, they go on the internet and they start doing stuff on Facebook to show them how to do it. I remember this guy on Facebook, he was disciplining his kid. I think he took her laptop and shot it. And because she posted some things on Facebook, and then she retaliated with complaining and doing some other stuff, and it went back and forth, and then he was all over the news for his 15 minute of fame or whatever. And it's amazing in the generation that we live in and the things that we're doing. It's just amazing how many times that we try to expect things to come through. We live in a microwave. I like to tell people, we live in a microwave and drive through society. We do. We were used to, I mean, the microwave's been around since the 80s, maybe earlier. Well, that's when I got one. So they've improved over time. They don't kill you as much, but I think, but they instantly gave us the whole new generation of doing things. You know, it started with the mic. I tell you where it started. Okay, this is two places it started. It started with the microwave, and it started with the credit card at the pump. That's where it started. That's where our fast living began. You know, it started with fast food, of course, in the 50s, and in the 60s, the fast food diners came out. McDonald's, all those other places, and then it's grown up to 60s and 70s where the Dairy Queens and the Whataburgers, and I don't know if Whataburger and Dairy Queen could be considered fast food, but they just take too long to make stuff. But it started with that stuff, went to the microwaves, and then when you got the microwaves, then it went to the credit cards at the pump. I mean, amazing. I remember my pastor preaching once, and he was preaching a sermon, and he's like, it's amazing. I actually paid with my credit card. I didn't have to walk in, wait in line, pay for my purchase, and then go put my gas in. I was able to, at the pump, swipe it and put gas in. I remember when that came out. That was in the 80s. So our society started putting the blueprints together and putting in motion together a fast society. Well, that kind of affects us now. I mean, you can go anywhere and go through a drive-thru and get what you want. In fact, even franchises are coming from California all the way to Texas, and Texas all the way to California, and likewise around the nation and around the world. In fact, I was in Dubai eating a Carl's Jr. burger. In Dubai eating a Carl's Jr. burger. Can you believe that? And it tastes the same. I have to go to Dallas, but I can get an In-N-Out burger that used to only be in California. They're prestigious In-N-Out burgers, and now I can go to Dallas and get one. I don't have to go all the way to California. It used to be a treat, and it's still a treat, but it used to be a real nostalgic treat when you're out there in L.A. and you're Californian and you have a burger from over there. Even Carl's Jr. is opening down the street from my house. Praise God. And that's another sermon. I have to tell you why. I'll tell you later. But you look at these things and you see all the amazing, amazing things that God has done with this stuff. And you just see that we're a now society. We want things now. We want things now and together, and we want to make sure that we're not patient like we need to be. We're not patient as we used to be. We're not patient as we should be. God wants us to be patient, but we're not. We tend to want it now. We have that drive-through and microwave mentality. Let me just give you just a few things, if I could. We've got about 15 minutes left on the show. Let me give you a few things, if I could, And I want you to pray about this. You know, when desire is not coming, and it's not coming into your life, and you want to see how to come in, I want you to do this, okay? We all have desires. We all have hope that someday they come true. Now, here's four things that you need to consider. Ask God to show you how. Sounds simple enough, but ask God to show you how. Now, the other day I was driving in my truck, and for some reason, it just shut off. I was fortunately at the church. I was fortunately at the station, and I'm like, I stopped and I jumped out, and I can tell it was something. Before it turned off, I could tell something was wrong. It was starting to feel like we're pulling something, or I was dragging something. I'm like, this is not right. And I was pressing the accelerator, and nothing was happening. So I jumped out, looked around, tires are fine, nothing in the front, nothing in the back of the car. I'm like, well, what's going on? And I had my son in the car, and by the time I came back to the car, the truck just shut off. I didn't know what it was. Called a friend of mine. He said, do you got gas? Brother Larry, Pastor Larry, he's always my go-to guy when I have mechanical problems. And I'm like, well, I put some on Friday. Now, I'm not stupid. I know how to look at my gas gauge. Well, my gas gauge was on a quarter of a tank. Would you believe that gas gauge broke? I went and put about 2 gallons in the gas can, came back, put it in, and very fortunately, my wife was just down the street. She was shopping at one of the stores. She just came out of Walmart or something, and I called her, where you at? Can you come by and grab me and grab a gas can? So we grabbed a gas can at the store, and we went in there, put some gas in the truck, and she turned on. Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. But see, sometimes we think we know the answers, or because we see the gas gauge that it's supposed to be gas in there, and it's not. So ask God to show you how, because sometimes you think you know the plan. And sometimes you think, oh, well, I know it already. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know how I'm going to get there. Remember what I said on the first segment. Don't go over there thinking you know what you're going to do. You cannot get on this road to destiny. You cannot get on this road to destiny without God being a part of it. You cannot get on the road of destiny without God being a part of it and showing you the road. Your apps will not find the road of destiny, because that road, only God could give it to you. And like I told you before, it's by humbleness, it's by being a servant, and it's by loving the Lord, it's by trusting God. It's that kind of stuff. It's just being who you're supposed to be in Christ and being faithful to what he's called you to do. So ask God how to show you. Ask God to reveal if you're stubborn. Okay, I'm giving you some stuff that's going to help you and some stuff that's going to make you go, ouch. I remember a pastor told me that one time, the stuff I'm going to tell you, you need to bring a Band-Aid because it's going to hurt, and you're going to need to put a Band-Aid over the stuff I'm going to end up pulling out of you. That didn't sound right. Anyway, either way, ask God to reveal if you're being stubborn. I will tell you the truth. For many years, I would hear people tell me stuff, and I would say, no, this is what God wants me to do. I'm an evangelist and a healer. I'm going to position myself as evangelist, healer only. That's it. I know what my calling is, but God has different things that's going to teach you how to be a better evangelist and healer. And I was stubborn. I would say, no, I'm not a pastor. I can't pastor, and I wouldn't pastor. But when I humbled myself and I took a pastorship just for a season, I took another one recently just as an associate pastor, things opened up in my life. Things opened in my ministry. And you can't be stubborn when you're working with God. Stubbornness is foolishness. There is a scripture, and I can't remember, but I'm going to find that scripture about being stubborn on the next show. If you watch the show next week, I will reveal that scripture on the television broadcast, because we're going to be talking about hope deferred. And the other thing is, ask God if you're supposed to be doing this. Sometimes we put ourselves in a spot where we really out there, and before you go and launch something big, before you go launch something amazing, and you may have everything, your PowerPoints, your business cards, your flyers, everything, you may have your website built, you may have your infomercials put together, you may have blogged it, Twittered it, and put everything together on Facebook. And I really don't like Facebook. I no no problems with your mark, but I just don't like Facebook that much. It just I don't like vaunting myself. I don't like telling people how look what I'm doing. Who cares if I'm eating a cheeseburger? It's a good cheeseburger, but who cares? Anyway, ask God if you're supposed to be doing this. Ask Him if you're supposed to be doing what you're where you're at. I pray every day on the things that I do. And I know that the 5, 6, 7 things that we're involved in ministry, and as far as our focal points, publishing, broadcasting, missions, many more things, healing services, internships, and everything, all the stuff that we're involved in. I ask God every day to show me what to do today. And, of course, I plan it out, and I go, okay, this day I need to do this day I need to do that. We do so much stuff, I don't have the staff I need, and that's when we do it. So ask God if you're supposed to be doing this now. Because sometimes we go ahead of the dream. Praise God. The other thing is pray to God and ask Him, is it time? Is it time for me to be doing this? Is it time for me to be having this happen? Because disappointments will happen if you prematurely work on the vision and start working it and doing it, and it's not time. Disappointments are going to happen. Hope deferred is going to hurt even worse. And that tree of life, that it just brings you up. It's not going to be there. So be sure that you put your heart into doing something. You put your trust into God. You know that He's called you. And if you do that, you're not going to be disappointed. If you do that, you're not going to be disappointed. But when you do get disappointed, let's talk about that just for a few minutes. Let's talk about that. We got about 7 minutes left on the broadcast. Let's talk about when you do get disappointed, when something happens and you can't do it anymore. You can't follow through with what you thought you're going to do. You may have publicized it. Well, you know when I about that relationship service, I was doing really good. I put a book together, and I didn't have it in print. Did I have it in print? No, I had my other book in print, the ugly one. And I was going forward. We're doing this broadcast and ministry and all this other stuff. And it looked good. It looked promising. But the only thing is that it did not. And I repeat, it did not. It was not what I needed to do at that time. It was not time for me to rent a hotel ballroom or place. And it was not my time to be out there doing that kind of service. I need to take my time, but I was so anxious to get out there. And I tell you what causes you to be over anxious and to get things done. And that is when people tell you good things. When people tell you good things to puff you up. And there's a scripture. And I can't remember it, but it's in Proverbs. It's in Proverbs. And it talks about a man that a friend that's lips vaunt him up. It's going to be easy to fall or easy to head to a snare. You're headed to a trap. And, you know, I'm going to look that scripture up because I think that's the Holy Ghost reminding me, but me not grabbing it. And we're going to see what it is real quick. And we'll go to the Bible Gateway. And we'll find that real quick for you. But I tell you, if there's friends flattery. I think that's what it is. Friends flattery. Search. And here it goes. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. Okay, that is actually in Job 17:5. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. You see, when you go out there and you talk, you know, it's deception in itself. When people are self-motivated and they encourage you, those things can lead you astray. It can lead you to doing things that you're not supposed to be doing yet. And so you need to trust God, know that He has a plan. And when that happens, from that, you just trust Him. You just trust Him. Trust Him that if it's time. When I went out there in New York, it was not time. Is it time now? Probably not. It's not time. God hasn't released me to do that yet. Can I fill up a building? I don't know. I'm not worried about that stuff. I just focus on what's on hand. I go do mission trips. I go to churches when they call to do healing services. I don't push it. I just trust that if God sends me to a place that the anointing's going to be there. I'm an old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled revival minister, and that's just how it goes. That's how we do the things. I just trust God that it's gonna work out, and we do the publishing, we do the broadcasting, we those things keep us pretty busy. And every time something new that we have to do comes together, I tell you, the Bible says a man's gift maketh room for itself. Man's gift maketh room for itself. So you want to be able to understand this. And if I can explain any scripture, I can explain that scripture. In the busyness that I'm in broadcasting and publishing, and I mean for radio and publishing books and mission trips, and of course taking care of my family and being part of my family, there was no time to do television. Not the way I wanted to do it. I just didn't want to make a show and that's it. I wanted to make something that meant that was part of how I wanted to broadcast. And I want full control of it and want to do everything and trust God that I wasn't just another show, that I had something different to my show. And now we have it. Now it's working. Now it's moving forward. And because of that, I tell you that I would not have been able to do it if the radio didn't take the turn that where it turned and it went to an online broadcaster, basically, that's all I can say, an online broadcaster with a server versus me having to have computers running. Because that was just killing me. Not literally, but just, man, it's draining me. I had to keep coming and fixing the computers. And when computer go out, well, there goes the channel. And it would not have happened if the publishing didn't slow down to where we're going to be. It's not slowed down where the publishing didn't get changed as well and took a turn to where we're going to be partnering with a large publisher to a new brand for Rev Media Publishing and for that large publisher. So those things changed as well. And when those things changed, I knew it was time, like the Bible says, a man's gifts maketh room for it himself, for itself. And now it's time. Now the gifts that I have in broadcasting and television are coming forward. And as that grows, then the next door will be the television and the healing services, more healing services. So I am telling you, I am about to walk into that great, great, great time of just following God, trusting God, and just walking in your vision. It is my season in Jesus' name. I want you to know it took 26 years of ministry to get to where today is. 26 years. So 21 years of just wandering and trying to figure it out and figuring it out that I can't figure it out. And just say, okay, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. It leads to stress. It leads to being frustrated. It leads to problems at home. When you're disappointed, are you going to go kick the dog? Or are you going to take your aggression somewhere else? It leads to humbleness, my friends. And that's the main word I want you to go. I don't have my bells anymore here. I would have rang a ding, 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 ding. Humbleness. It leads to humbleness. It leads to pouring your heart out to God and saying, I'll just serve anywhere, God. Just use me. That is the type of person that God wants to use. That's the person that God's going to lift up. Someone that is humble, someone that's a servant, someone that says, not my will, but your will. Someone that is completely directed from the Lord. But it takes a strong heart, a tender heart, a strong mind, and a very dedicated person to get the will of God done. So I'm sure you have those things in you. I'm sure that's something that's going to happen for you. But you just got to trust God that he's going to bless you. And he's going to be a blessing to you. So, my friends, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. We didn't get our guest today. And this is the first time that this has happened, that we did not get our guest. And, hey, it's still a great show. Praise God. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. Hey, write me. David at RedMediaNetwork.com. Be a blessing. God bless you.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.